and no one's leading anything. This isn't a complete request from the legislature. This is Department of Health wanting to give a report on what the effects that they've seen. As a matter of fact, it was Dr. Smith, I believe it was your idea to bring this up and let's chat about this. No, this isn't legislatively driven. It's not driven by any lobbyists or anything else. It's just a report. So I think it's a great idea. And if everyone at the table would introduce yourself for the record, Dr. Smith, you're right now to start this off.
Thank you, sir. I'm Dr. Nate Smith, Director of the Arkansas Department of Health. I have to my immediate right Dr. Lynn Boland, who is our state public health dentist. And to his right is Jeff Stone, our chief engineer of the Arkansas Department of Health. And I'm going to talk about fluoridation and the progress that we have on Act 197 of 2011. I think you all have the handout. I want to start with a brief background on fluoride and fluoridation. Community water fluoridation is considered one of the top public health achievements of the last 100 years. But many people have some misconceptions about exactly what it is or what the benefits are. I wanted to start by saying that fluoride is a naturally occurring element and it's present in all drinking water sources. In some water sources, it is higher than a recommended level and can cause potentially some health, adverse health effects. But in most water sources, drinking water sources in the U.S., the level is actually below that, which is needed for optimal dental health, which is why we supplement it in our drinking water sources. Now, the first bullet point there is to point out that fluoride is not the only fortification for foods or beverages that we use here in the United States. For example, we put iodine in the salt to protect people against goiter, which is caused by iodine deficiency. We also add chlorination to water because that's what makes it safe to drink. Without chlorination, you would not be able to safely drink the water coming out of your tap. We also add vitamin D to milk, and we add folic acid to flour. So there are many types of things that are added as fortification, and fluoride is just one of them. We have been adding in the U.S. fluoride to public water supplies for almost 70 years, and many communities in Arkansas have been benefiting from that for a long time. Fluoride concentration is a critical issue to discuss before we go on to the progress we've made. Any compound in high enough levels becomes a toxin or a poison. For example, remember from high school chemistry, sodium chloride is table salt. At a concentration of 0.9%, it's what we give in IV solutions. If you have 9%, which is what you have in ocean water, it's toxic even to drink. So concentration is critical when we're talking about fluoride as well as other similar compounds. The recommended levels for fluoride are 0.7 parts per million. At that concentration, we get optimal oral health with essentially no health hazards at that level. The compounds that are used to add fluoride to those water systems where it's naturally below that 0.7 parts per million are all certified by the National Sanitation Foundation Standard 60 that assures purity of those compounds. The benefits of fluoride are primarily a reduction in cavities. Those communities that have fluoride concentrations in drinking water at the recommended levels of 0.7 parts per million have at least a 25% reduction in cavities and in dental costs. In a study from Louisiana, looking at Medicaid-eligible children ages 1 through 5, those in the communities drinking fluoridated water at the recommended level of 0.7 parts per million had one-third the cavities and one-half the dental costs. This is a highly cost-saving public health intervention. The return on investment is at least $38 for every $1 invested. There are not too many things in public health or in any other arena where we get that much of a dividend on our investment. The typical cost for water system fluoridation is really very low. It's around $1 per person per year. And the average lifetime cost per person to fluoridate a water system is less than the cost of even a single dental filling. I wanted to update you on the progress from Act 197 of 2011. 70% of the water systems subject to the Act are now in full compliance and are fluoridating at the recommended level of 0.7 parts per million. Progress is being made on almost all the other the remaining water systems. And that means that currently about 76% or over 2 million people in Arkansas are now on public water systems that have the recommended fluoride concentration of 0.7 parts per million. That's up from 62% before Act 197. I want to mention here briefly that the funding for this has been supplied by Delta Dental, and they've done an incredible job to help advance oral health in our state. If that were the end of the story, I probably wouldn't have brought this up for you all to hear and talk about. If you get on the internet, though, you'll see a lot of stuff on fluoridation that, just to put it bluntly, is just not true. It's not scientifically valid.
I like that.
Just like not every rumor is true, not every article that's published or is out there on the internet has scientific validity. When we as a Department of Health are looking at the science, we're looking at peer-reviewed journals, we're looking for articles that have sound scientific methodology, and we're looking at findings that have been replicated and are widely accepted and endorsed by other credible scientific organizations. And the body of evidence supporting the benefits and the safety of community water fluoridation are overwhelming. Essentially, all of the valid scientific organizations in our country have endorsed community water fluoridation, and none of them have been opposed to it. There are not too many things in public health that I can say that about. At the Arkansas Department of Health, we look to high-quality, high-impact scientific publications for our public health policy, our evidence-based interventions. In addition to that, we actually look at the articles ourselves, look at the methodology. To assist me in that, I have Dr. Joe Bates as my chief science officer, and Dr. Namor Zakouri, my deputy chief science officer, and our scientific advisory committee. So this is something that we take very seriously. We don't make claims that we've not looked at carefully and have the endorsement of other scientists around the country. Our experience with community water fluoridation has been considerable. As I mentioned before, communities have been fluoridating their water. That means bringing the concentration of fluoride up to that recommended 0.7 parts per million for over 70 years. Around the country, we have over 200 million who are drinking fluoridated water, and in Arkansas, it's over 2 million. So for over 70 years, with that many folks, we have lots and lots of data. In many cases where we're studying an intervention, you know, we may not have all the data that we need. This is one case where we have enough data to find any association that would be significant. And there have been well over 3,000 published studies relating to community water fluoridation. And again, they have established clearly the benefits and the safety.